Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. This is the text. Last week, I made a reference to the Carnival Cruise Line Super Bowl commercial imploring you to come back to the sea because it was implied that that's where you evolved from. And at the time the commercial came on, we were hosting a Super Bowl party, and one of my guests asked, well, what do you think of that? And I said, I would like a few minutes for rebuttal. And I offered my rebuttal last week. However, even with the ignorant claim about how our blood has exactly the same amount of salt as the water in the ocean, which it doesn't, and implying that this is proof that we evolved out of the ocean, that commercial was still not the one that, shall we say, boiled the salt in my blood the most this past week. Have you seen the Dodge pickup truck commercial? Again, a majestic voice appears in a work, work, work world. What difference will one day make? And then they show 14 different images of Sunday morning activities in particular. Some of them you could stretch into the afternoon. But these different video clips were of, sitting around drinking coffee at the breakfast table, husband sleeping with the wife sitting on the bed in her pajamas, lazily scrolling through her iPad, a little girl playing outside, there's a guy sleeping on the couch with the TV on in the background with a game going on. Two brothers laughing and playing on their iPad while still lying in bed. There was something missing about these Sunday morning activities. 14 little video clips, and not one hint of anyone even thinking about gathering with the people of God and celebrating the resurrection of the Son of God from the dead. And the commercial ends with the majestic voice saying, "So take time for Sunday, because your truck is ready for Monday." The world is about work, and Sunday is about yourself. Take time for Sunday. That's the message we hear. Now, if it were spoken in a proper context, the message would be good. Take time for Sunday. However, the commercial promoted giving in to the distractions of life, which keep us from the really important Sunday things. Sleeping in or catching up on TV shows or watching all the internet news clips, about all the really important stuff that people look at. Like dancing sharks. If you look at the number of views, like on YouTube videos of kind of, silly useless things versus important things, the silly useless things usually have millions of views, and the more important things, maybe in the thousands. That's how our sinful mind works. And the people who are taking time for Sunday in the way the commercial implores you to do are more likely looking at the dancing sharks than they are at something that would be of value to their spiritual well-being. There is a veil over their eyes, over their mind and heart, which keeps them from the gospel so that they don't hear it. Do you know why we are here this morning? I said it earlier, I said it last week. We have come together to hear the gospel. The good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. It's the biggest event happening today. Where else would you rather be? If lying on your couch scrolling through your iPad is the answer to that question, there is a veil keeping you from seeing what is reality. This is the biggest event happening today. I mean, first of all, it is Sunday. And every Sunday is a celebration of Easter. Why do we take time for God on Sunday each week? Because He took time. Because the Son of God entered time. And He took time to take the guilt of your sin and mine upon His shoulders, carrying it to the cross, allowing nails to be driven through His hands and feet so that He could be the final lamb of sacrifice upon the altar of the cross. He died so that you and I don't have to endure an eternity of punishment in hell. He is definitely worth our time. Oh, but we do this every week. What's so special about today? What difference would one day make? As the commercial asks. I mean, what is today? What's the transfiguration of our Lord, for one thing? Something certainly worth celebrating. I mean, Jesus of Nazareth, who we know from history was a real person. He allowed three of His disciples to witness the glory of the heavenly conversation, the thing that we long for, to be in the presence of God Himself. And He stood there with Moses and Elijah. And these three witnesses tell us what happened. The radiant glory of God shines forth. Jesus no longer casts a shadow. He is the source of light. And Peter sums it up, "It is good that we are here." And He wanted to stay. Let's build three shelters. There's nothing like being in the presence of the glory and majesty of God. So you might say, well, that's good for them, but what does it mean for me? Where's my mountaintop experience? It's right here. Do not let a veil be placed over your eyes. See what it is that is happening right here. As St. Paul says, all Scripture is God-breathed. Listen to His voice. He's speaking to you. It is in Scripture and nowhere else that God permits Himself to be found, except when His Word is joined with water or with bread and wine. He's found there also, but never outside of His Word. Don't go looking for Him in other places, because you're not going to find Him. Do you ever wish that God would show up and physically be with you, like He did with some of the prophets and a few select people in Old Testament times? How many of them actually saw God? God did not permit even Elijah to look upon His face. Do you wish you could be in the physical presence of Christ, surrounded by saints like Moses and Elijah? Well, only three of the disciples experienced that. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, and the rest of them. They learned of that event the same way that you did. They heard it from the eyewitnesses. Do not let a veil be placed over your eyes. Jesus makes a new covenant. A better covenant, as Scripture says. And He says, lo, I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. This is My body. This is My blood. Do this in remembrance of Me. Do not let a veil be placed over your eyes. See what it is that God has provided and how he comes to you. What we have here is better than what the people had in Old Testament times. Far better. The presence of God was given only to a select few back in ancient times. Christ is here for everyone today. And everyone gets to participate in the joining together of heaven and earth. That's what happens here every Sunday. And everyone, not just a select few, but everyone is surrounded with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven and join in that heavenly conversation. We confess this truth every Sunday. We experience this truth every Sunday. And the truck commercial says, you know, what difference will one day make? Well, on that one day is the day of the resurrection of the Son of God from the dead. When the Savior of the world has come, the difference is life and death, heaven and hell, forgiveness and judgment. There are 168 hours in the week. Take time for Sunday. As Peter says, it is good that we are here. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.